DVD by mail business Netflix reported record revenues last week and a record number of subscribers as well. But Netflix says it will lose money for the year, and shares of Netflix have lost around half their value over the past 12 months. Reed Hastings is the CEO of Netflix. He joins us from Stanford, California. Reed, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, David.
Revenue for the first quarter up 54% over the same period last year, but the market's noticed this too. You're losing more money as well. Netflix stock down about half over the last 12 months. What's the good news for Netflix, Reed, and what's the not so good news?
Well, subscriber growth was phenomenal for us, growing from 1.9 million subscribers a year ago to over 3 million subscribers last quarter. The more competition there is, the lower the prices are, the more consumers love this service. We're continuing to improve it every day.
Churn for the first quarter of 2005 was 5%. I take it that means that of the people who were customers entering that quarter, 5% are gone now. Is that right?
That's correct. Churn is actually monthly, so you're very close.
Okay.
Right. And it's been between 4.5% and 5.5% for a year and a half now.
And is it true to say that it's higher recently? And if that is true, would you ascribe any of that to Blockbuster's competition with you trying to offer a similar service?
Well, our churn's been really quite steady, between 4.5% and 5.5%. It's mostly seasonal effects going on in those quarters. And with the advent of competition, it's drawn more and more people to try online movie rental, which is why the online movie rental industry has been growing so fast.
And the price of subscriber acquisition is going up.
Indeed, the price of customer acquisition has been between $30 and $40 over the last 2 years. It was about $38 last quarter. So it's been a very good range for us.
Mm. And Reed, you lowered the prices on your basic plan in the past 12 months. You're now marketing even lower price plans. I see $11.99 in a few different ways of starting as a Netflix customer. Shouldn't we be worried that you're paying more for customers now, but they're paying you less?
Well, consumers are getting a tremendous value. We have a $9.99 option. We have $11.99 mm-hmm. options. Our standard $17.99 option. And our $17.99 option is still the most popular. It's with three DVDs out at a time. But we offer a wide variety of programs because people watch different numbers of movies, depending on if you're a light watcher or a really passionate moviegoer.
Reed Hastings, in the May issue of Wired magazine, your company was ranked 15th on the Wired 40 list of masters of technology and innovation. Wired listed your biggest challenge as holding the line on pricing. Your biggest opportunity, Wired says, is holding on to your first mover advantage that you've established with your partnership with TiVo in the inevitable shift to video on demand. Reed, first of all, do you agree with these assessments of both the challenge to Netflix and the opportunity?
Well, indeed, the opportunity for us is to build a very large DVD rental business and then expand into internet delivery, whether that's to TiVo devices and also other devices. And what we see is that DVD is going to be the dominant format for movies for not just a year or two, but perhaps 5 or 10 years. So we're focused on, can we get a 5 or 10 or even 20 million subscriber base over that time? And then use that subscriber base to expand into the obvious and natural internet delivery. And that's the reason we named the company Netflix and not DVD by mail. It's because we've always been focused on this long-term goal. But we see that DVD is the dominant format today and will be the dominant format for the next 5 years.
Mm. And yet Wired identifying you as having first mover advantage in video on demand. That's a curious statement. Do you agree with that statement? And if so, could you explain what it means?
First mover advantage is the first company to get to a mind share and leadership share, which today nobody has in video on demand. It essentially doesn't exist. So I think what Wired is doing is projecting that we are very well positioned to lead in that market. But that will play out over the next several years. Our view on it is VOD will come about, but it will come about fairly slowly and incrementally, partially because the studios are so focused on DVD, the incredible revenue and profits generated by DVD, and we'll see the DVD ecosystem growing considerably over the next 5 years.
Reed Hastings, I am an owner of your stock. I have recommended your stock in the past. Obviously, Recently, it's been disappointing. Overall, it's been a good investment from its IPO. How does this company grow up? We talk a lot about 3, 5, 10 years, but in 5 years, what does Netflix look like?
Well, in 5 years, Netflix has several million subscribers. We've got 3 million now. We're targeting 4 million by the end of the year. So we'd like to see substantial, sustained growth. So one thing is a very large DVD subscriber base. Second would be real leadership in the internet delivery of movies, the downloading of movies. There'll be a lot of competitors in that space. And our core differentiators are our website, which is highly evolved now because we've been doing that with the DVD business. And our very large subscriber base. So we look forward to having a very large DVD business, very profitable DVD business, and the leadership position in downloading, even though it's probably still a fairly small business in 5 years.
Reed, on this show, we've been talking a lot about Enron lately in light of the new documentary film we mentioned on the show last week, The Smartest Guys in the Room. Do you think that Enron was more of a case of a few bad apples, or are we always going to have Enrons as long as we're focused on rising stock prices?
I think Enron is really a unique anomaly and will be unlikely to see that pattern repeated in the near term.
That's a heartening comment. One of the big driving forces at Enron was obviously the stock price, the need to keep Wall Street happy. How much pressure do you as a CEO of a well-known public company feel over your stock price?
Well, we're very focused on shareholder value, and it's all the tension comes between short-term and long-term. And we try to focus on the long-term and still deliver in the short-term. And it's really the tension between short and long-term that's the only tension, you know, that we experience.
How much tension is there for you as a CEO?
Well, let me give you an example of short and long-term tension. If we were not investing in internet delivery or downloading of movies, we would be significantly profitable this year. And that might help our stock price in the short term, but would not help our stock price in the long term. And we've chosen to invest for the long term. So that's a trade-off or a tension as an example.
And Reed Hastings, what would you be doing? What would you want to be doing if you weren't the CEO of Netflix?
Producing movies.
Is that going to happen one day?
Unlikely. I think that Netflix is a great platform for all of the movie producers, and we can help movie producers more by being great as a platform and I may do it, say, in 20 years after retirement.
And I guess it's worth asking you the favorite movies question. For those unfamiliar, Netflix works on a queue system. You select a bunch of movies, put it in your lineup, your queue, and as films are sent out, viewed, and returned, they get crossed off of your queue. Reed Hastings, what is on your Netflix queue right now?
Hustle and Flow is a movie coming out this summer that we got to see at Sundance. I think is fantastic. Another one is Brothers. Those would be my two recommendations.
Duly noted. Reed Hastings is the CEO of Netflix. He joined us from Stanford, California. Reed, thanks once again for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you, David.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big start out of me. They make a film about a man that's sad and lonely.